If you can kind of consider, if you're giving your kid a math problem and you're saying G plus H equals, what is that, Timmy? Well, let's see. And so we go ahead and we're going to pull out our numbers and we're going to say, well, look at G. See, here it is. And then H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O. Look, G and H, it equals O. And we expect them to understand that because to us, it makes sense, right? We've already learned it. And so most of us have learned it that way when we were in school. And so we're taking those two numbers. Maybe it's 4 and 7 equals 11. Maybe it's 3 and 2 equals 5. But to a little child, this doesn't mean any more to them than these letters mean to you. But then we want them to go ahead and memorize the facts. So you pull out those great flashcards that everybody loves. And we're teaching them G plus C, E plus G, H plus I, B plus C. As we go through them, some kids will get very frustrated. I was one of those kids. I didn't learn with flashcards. It was something that if I didn't know it and you brought that flashcard back to me a few times later, all that did was reinforce to me that I was just dumb as I was when I saw it a few times before and couldn't remember what it was. Because, again, I wasn't learning patterns and strategies and what all those numbers put together was going to be like. So flashcards usually only work for people who know their math or know whatever that is that they're working on. Until you start to memorize it, it doesn't make much sense to you. So it's really good for people that know what they're doing. But today, many adults who weren't successful with their flashcards today are convinced that they have no math ability or that they're lacking very sorely in it. And they often develop math anxiety. So that was me. That was when I was approaching math with my kids. Anybody feel that way when they're talking about math and their children? I feel a little intimidated. There's two things I really need to teach my children. Well, okay, the gospel. So that just goes, we know that. But when it comes to like other things with math and with reading, we have to nail those really well with our kids. And spelling these days with all of that texting and those shortened abbreviations drives me crazy. So we have to teach some things really strongly, and mathematics would be one of those. And if we don't even have that for ourselves, how do we teach that to our kids? And it's about that foundation we're going to present to them.